Good morning, and welcome to the Fred Report Technical Market Call for June 16th, 2022. As you know, we are on the road for a memorial service. We're not doing a whole lot of work, but we did watch the markets a little bit yesterday, and we are going to do this pre-recorded call today for you. We'll spend most of our time on the stock market since I know where that is the interest, and we'll cover some of the other markets a little bit, and we'll be back to writing the weekly report this weekend. Expiration and the whole Federal Reserve business makes this a very interesting week, but we're actually trading about as expected with the market down the first couple of days of the week and then rallying on the Fed news. And short term, if we trade as we continue to expect versus what we're looking at the beginning of the week, we will see a short term rally that will test 383 to 385 on the spider, and then possibly back to 380 for the close. So if you're long for expiration, you want to be trading out tomorrow between 383 and 385, and then sort of stand aside for the rest of the week. On an intermediate term basis, which is what I know most people are more interested in, we are now starting hear about all sorts of lower forecast numbers, targets, 3,000 on the S&P, 300 on the spider, 320 on the spider, and such. We're not at all sure this is actually going to happen. Remember, these people were not bearish at the beginning of this, but are certainly bearish now. We need to see some of our internal indicators, but our basic plan is still the same, which is we are lower into the end of June. And then we will hear if we're in a recession or not. If we're in a growth recession, or if we have a real quarter of negative economic growth in June, we would expect a market bottom shortly after that. Because markets bottom during recessions, and this is important, markets bottom during recessions, not afterwards when it is quote unquote all clear, just as recessions tend to end while people think they're still going on. So, again, we reiterate, we're going to be looking at our June quarterly numbers, but if we hear we're in a recession and sentiment is still bad, the market should bottom early July. Now, if we bottom, we may not rally right away. We may actually trade sideways for a while and build a base. Enough technical damage has been done that we would expect some basing action, but nothing that we have seen over the last week makes me want to alter the strategy that we have, which is to dollar cost average into good names, not the cheap techs that have been beaten up, certainly not ARK. I keep thinking, oddly enough, ARK, the Herald Angels thing, because the stock is actually dead. But we'll have to see. Rather, you want to be dollar cost averaging into good names, in tech, Apple, Microsoft, Google, those sorts of names, and realize that the leadership in the next advance is probably going to be different than technology. And like I said to one of our consulting level clients on the phone this morning, we're probably going to be sitting here listening to the call and giving the call in 3 years and noting that technology has gone to 22 to 25% of the S&P 500, down from about 38%. Which I believe is where it is now. I know it's been falling since it was at 40%+. And we think that that's really what's going on here, is that that's what's going to happen. So, areas of interest to us are healthcare. Areas of interest are remain energy. We think it's a speculative area. You want to be nibbling at some quality biotechs, for example. But realize you want to be buying relative strength and relative performance. We like the idea of PDP as an ETF and DWAS, both of those buy relative strength and rebalance at the end of June, which is, I think, going to be close to the end of this little bit of correction that we're having, which, again, we want to caution people. We were lucky enough to pick 380 for some technical reasons, but the market certainly has gone below there. But the point is, it hasn't changed our outlook that it has. We picked 380 back in December. That was a pretty interesting forecast back in December. Now that we see things a little more close in, certainly 379 375, 379, I believe, is where we closed yesterday. These numbers are not out of the question, but maybe 300 on the spider or 320 is, in fact, out of the question. So let's see how we do going into the end of June. That's when we're going to see the real action, I think. Okay, in the bond market, TLT is certainly lower than we thought it was going to get, but it looks like it's actually set up to rally from here and could test 115 to 119 again on a rally from here. We note that our indicator ETF, MUB, has blown down through the 105.50 area, but in fact it is a double bottom, and we think a trading bottom in that may be close by as well. We do want to watch FVX carefully. If that starts to weaken going into June, that would be a sign that recession is, close by, which we think is actually going to be a positive. In terms of some of the other markets we look at, GLD is a double bottom. We still think it's a range. The accumulation model, though, has fallen off, as we mentioned. We really don't want to be involved in that right now. We want to use strength to sell there because the accumulation model, which was giving at least a little bit of a short-term buy signal, has now started to weaken once again, and that is a concern because we didn't get much upside from that signal that we got. So that's an area of weakness. We note that DBC is still strong. A short-term pullback is likely. This is a short-term pullback in oil is likely. UGA gasoline could certainly pull back to 72 to 70. If it did, we would buy it. Let's take a look at international very quickly. We're not doing a lot of work on that, but we will note that China is still acting like it's a bottom, and China often bottoms in these things ahead of the U.S. market. So that is also a positive. And again, we'll look at international in the weekly. Certainly anyone that has any international questions should feel free to email me, and maybe we'll write about those this weekend. We're going to do Canada and Australia, commodity-oriented markets, this weekend. That's where we're going to go. So, but again, we'll certainly try to address any questions in the weekly. I know this is sort of a hard time to be away, but very sadly, my friend didn't choose to die based on the Fed meeting. So here we are doing the memorial for him. Everything's going well, and it's been a good trip. And we look forward to hearing you guys on the conference call next week. With that, this will end the Fred Report technical market call for June 16th, 2022. Everybody, please have a wonderful weekend and enjoy.